Happy Mother's Day to those who who do so much and maybe don't receive enough. So in one sense, that's what I want to preach about, is what happens in this gospel. Because it's about not just the mode of what's given, but it's about the mode of our receiving. There are some curious things about this particular gospel. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." This is chapter 14. And you have to realize that the chapter divisions and the verse divisions were not put in until after the printing press was developed. So we have to think about this as just, here's the story, and we have these verse basic divisions. In chapter 11, when Jesus sees Mary going to the tomb to weep for her brother Lazarus, his heart was troubled. In chapter 12, when the Greeks came up to see him in Jerusalem, which was a sign that his time had come, his heart was troubled. And after Judas went out at the Last Supper to go to the chief priests and set in motion what was going to happen to him, his heart was troubled. And in not that many verses after that, he tells the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." I don't get it myself, because he had just gone through that. But here's a way of looking even at that. And it's the thing about, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you." Would I have told you? At this point in my reading of John's gospel, I'd say, this has nothing to do with heaven. How about that? Dwelling places, one of the key verbs in John is manein, which means to abide, to dwell, to remain in, to stay with. And what Jesus does is reveal to the disciples throughout how he abides in the Father and the Father in him. The places of abiding is in the heart of God, in the heart of the Trinity. "I'm going to prepare a place for you to abide in the fullness of the life of God." But the key word that I never studied before is place. Strange little word, and it shows up like 25 different times in John's gospel, maybe 20. And it becomes a very interesting and important word. "I'm going to prepare a place for you." This, again, I don't think this has to do on the first reading of it with heaven, but about preparing a place for you and me and the church and the world to abide in Jesus, who is one with the Father and sends the Spirit, to abide there no matter what. And here's how the term is used. In the first number of chapters, it's basically used to say, here are the signs Jesus is doing with the Samaritan woman, with the man born blind, and these various signs and joyful and challenging and wonderful kind of miracles. Those are places where we can encounter God in our lives. And those are probably the most welcome ones in our lives. And I would suggest with moms, there are certainly times when you've experienced joy with your kids, with having kids, with your family. But here was the most interesting thing. Beginning in chapter 18 in John, the word place refers to Judas knew the place because Jesus met there with his disciples. And not just the physical garden, but knew the place. And Jesus was brought out after he had been scourged by Pilate to the place called the stone pavement. He went out to what was called the place of the skull, carrying his cross by himself. Many of the Jews read the inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified. And in the garden was a new tomb. And Simon Peter came with the disciple whom Jesus loved and looked and saw the empty tomb and the cloth that had been around Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. In other words, the place that Jesus was preparing was a place of encounter. And in this place, it's about his betrayal, being handed over. It's about his being judged. It's about his crucifixion. It's about the place where he was buried, the tomb. And it's about the place of the resurrection. Jesus, the way I take this now is that Jesus is telling the disciples, don't let your hearts be troubled, because I am preparing a place for you in every moment of your life. The blessings and the challenges, a place of encounter and a dwelling within the heart of God. That's often the hardest thing to believe. That even in the very, very difficult challenges that any of us face, much less you moms, even within that, there is a dwelling place already prepared to enter into and discover there the abiding place in Jesus, in the Father, gathered by the Spirit. The part about receiving that I mentioned earlier, I think has to do with this. At least for me, I want everything to go my way, to be nothing less than spectacular and wonderful and consoling and happy and meaningful and worthwhile. It's my expectation and demand that it be like that that gets in the way of not wanting that to happen so much that I don't want to look into the difficulties of life And they are terrible at times. But to look into with the eyes of faith, where is God? Where has Jesus already prepared a place of encounter where perhaps we might experience our hearts not being troubled in this life? So happy Mother's Day. May you find in the mystery of your entire life that the place has been prepared already for you, the place of encounter. God bless us all.